The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it the first month of the year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Here we have the incident of the Exodus, the incident of the Passover that is going on there. And we all know about that. We read about it all the time. We hear it over and over again during Lent. We focus on it so often. We've got movies that depict things so that we can visually put ourselves there. We've heard these stories time and time again. But what really is going on there is that this event of the Exodus, and particularly of the Passover itself, is what defined the Israelite people as the people of Israel. This is the one thing that they held dear, that they are the people who were led out of Egypt by God's mighty hand when he sent his Spirit to pass over and saved them and destroyed the Egyptians. When were you saved? When did the Lord pass over you? I'm not asking you like a Protestant asks, when you prayed some silly prayer and made a movement toward the Lord which should be personal to you. But when were you saved? Do you know the day? Do you know the instant? Do you reckon it? Is it placed on the first day of your calendar? Do you celebrate it? That's one thing that the Protestants do better than we do. They remember that day where they prayed that sinner's prayer, as they call it. And they remember it and rejoice in it and say, "I'm this year number of years old as a Christian, as a follower of Christ." It's so sad that we as Catholics have lost that. The day when each of you was saved, if you have been saved, is the day of your baptism. When you passed through the waters, just as the Israelite people passed through the waters. They reckoned it as the first month of their year, because that's the most important thing that ever happened to them. Do you know the day of your baptism? If you don't, you need to find that out. Talk to Lucy. If you don't understand the importance of that event for you and celebrate it, then you need to come to pray and to spend time with our Lord to see what he's done for you. And the reason why we fail to convert, or we fail to obey the Lord, or we continue to excuse ourselves in whatever sin it is that we habitually are unwilling to give up, it's because we don't recognize the power of that saving event that our Lord worked for us in baptism, what he saved us from, and what he's ultimately saved us for, which is to enjoy his presence forever in heaven. Every joy, every experience that you and I have in this present life is, as St. Paul says, I consider it rubbish. I consider it rubbish that I might gain Christ. As we experience Mass today and enter into these great mysteries that are revealed to us that are so much greater than what the Jews experienced in the Exodus, being delivered 400 years of slavery, having our Lord's Spirit pass over them, destroying the Egyptians and saving them. So much greater than passing through the Red Sea dry shod. And yet, what do we consider it? And how does it change us? And having experienced it, what do we go forth to do? Carry these questions to the Lord as we experience him in the rest of this Mass, and ask him for the grace to value them as they ought to be valued, and to be changed by them, as our Lord really does desire to change us each time we come to the Eucharist, and especially in light of what he's done for us on whatever day of our baptism it happened to be. For me, it's April 21. Know yours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.